Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe with a message that kind of snuck up on me. The Lord told me days ago that there would be another message coming this weekend, but He didn't reveal it until I set my mind to sit down and write. Now, this is normally how it happens with God when He tells me to write a book or to write my monthly letter to my partners. I sit down to the keyboard and the words come. Not so with these podcast episodes, but today it was different. I had to actually tune my ear to God and not rely on what He has always done in the past. Now that's a message for someone, and that's a message that can teach on its own. But now that I brought it up, let me take a moment to talk about partnership with this ministry. Until now, we have not actively promoted partnership, but God intentionally told us to start a partnership back in 2015. Because of what He was doing in this ministry, and He wanted us to partner with people, and the same grace and anointing that was on this business and ministry would be upon our partners. So if you want to learn more about partnership, check it out on our website at www.epicbooksandcafe.com. Now on to the message for today, and I have to be transparent because a lot of the subject came from me initially. Now, we understand that frustration comes up on us all, especially for those of us who've heard from God, and it seems like what God said is taking a while to happen. God had to deal with my heart in the last weeks or so because, not that I'm giving up, but I went back and looked at the things that He told me to do that have not been done. Now, it wasn't exactly my fault. It was the devil moving people where they shouldn't be moved, things moving, money moving. It was like everything was being moved out of place. And for a moment, I felt as though I had not done what God had required of me, because I understand that the blessing is dependent on obedience to what God tells us. But there have been so many interferences. I was in a place God didn't tell me to be, doing what God didn't tell me to do. Oh yeah, He told me to go certain places and do such and such, but the door didn't open. The door was locked or blocked, and He just said, go left. And I did. Those times I'm okay with. But the times I wasn't is when I found myself in places that He didn't tell me to be after He told me to go somewhere else. And I didn't hear from God one way or the other. I just saw an open door, and I walked in it. And I told Him, God, I don't see any options. I don't see another door. I'm walking through it. And this is how it's been over the last few years. But then the more I looked at it, it's been longer than my years over the last 15 or 20 years. It would seem that for most of my adult years, I've been attempting to fulfill God's purpose for my life. So I wasn't frustrated anymore. I became angry at the devil because I realized it wasn't about me. This is bigger than me. This was a plot against my family, against my call and my destiny. And then I heard about others who were going through the same thing. Then it really got to me. I'm like, okay, this is obviously a demonic plot against the body of Christ. Even what we see going on in America right now, it's part of that demonic plot against the people of God. But if frustration is the only thing in your heart, then you will miss what God is doing in this hour. And that's what I want to address in this episode. What's in your heart? The glory of God is moving in our midst, but you have to have eyes to see it. You have to have ears to hear, but all that depends upon the condition of your heart. If your heart is clouded with frustration or emotional things, you won't be able to see the good that God has for you in this hour. And that is the tactic of Satan. He wants you to see the demonic activity in the world around you because he wants you to miss your opportunity to walk on water with Jesus. Now, you remember the story when Peter and the disciples were in a boat. They found Jesus walking on the water, and they were frightened. But Peter said, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come out on the water. And Jesus said, come. And Peter began walking on the water. Then he started looking around at the storm that was all about him. He took his eyes off of Jesus, and Peter began to sink in the midst of the storm. And that's a message for all of us in this hour. Don't let fear grab your heart. Don't let any distraction grab your heart. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because if we think we're in a storm now, what's coming will definitely throw you off, because it's about to get worse before it gets better. Now, this isn't analogous, is that we see confusion and evil all around. And even now, if you're looking at what's going on around us, if you're watching the news, if you're watching politicians, you're going to miss God. Not only that, but what's going on in the world will tarnish your ability to see the truth of what God is doing. And we are people of faith. As the word said, the just shall walk by faith and not by sight. We're not moved by what we see. We're moved by the word of God. We are moved by what God is telling us. Beloved, there is a war in the spirit for your destiny. Open your eyes and see the truth. People are looking at the outer appearance, but God is also looking at our hearts. We have to be able to see the truth concerning our own heart. You know, we've heard Christians say, God knows what's in my heart. Yeah, he does. That's why the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And then Jeremiah, this is Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10, he answers it. And you hear the Lord saying, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. And beloved, that's where we are today. We are in a season in which God is about to reward each of us according to what we have in our hearts, according to what our ways are. And he's not looking so much on what we do as why we do what we do. Because there's so much deception in the world. We have people speaking good, but their hearts are plotting war. You have people who are just saying one thing and behind the scenes are doing something else. So that's why it's important for you to line up with your words in integrity with what God is speaking if you want to see what God has. There's massive deception all throughout the earth. And Jesus said it would be that way before he returned. Why? Because the devil knows that God cannot be stopped. The only tactic the devil has is to stop you. How does he stop us? By deception, by all kinds of lies, anything to get you going against what God said. Remember what happened in the Garden of Eden? When the serpent came, they even said, did God say? That's essentially what the devil is saying today. You know, God has called for wealth transfer, and the devil's like, did God say that? He's saying you're going to be promoted, and the devil's saying, did God say that? Shut the devil's mouth. Shut the mouth. Don't listen to his lies. He's doing this to put doubt in your heart about God. I don't care what it is. If it's about the COVID plot, the White House conspiracy, it's all deception. Stay out of it. These are plots of the enemy to take your eyes off of Jesus and look at the storm. And look at the devil. And he knows there's many Christians that are out there that are following. And that's unfortunate. But God will deal with them as well. Don't be fooled by people calling themselves Christians. You better know God for yourself. As Jesus said, there are many who draw near to him with their mouths. They honor him with their lips. But their hearts are far from him. Their hearts are far from him. They're hypocrites. There is no way the devil could pull off what he's pulled off in America without the involvement of the hypocrites in the church. I recall the Lord explaining something to me a while back. He told me that for his crucifixion, how Jesus was crucified was because the political leaders and the leaders of the church got in a conspiracy against God's anointed. And that's what's going on today. It's an unholy alliance that God is about to put asunder. Oh, the organization, some may exist after all this is over, but God is stripping them of their power. He's stripping them of their wealth so that the world can see the truth. So don't be caught up with these hypocrites lest you get the same judgment. But you need to stop and ponder what's in your heart. Don't be fooled. Jesus said it very clearly that out of the heart comes the things that defile a man. Now, if you're defiled, you can't enter into God's kingdom defiled. You're filthy, you're dirty, you're still covered in sin, which is why Jesus came. He came to save us from the death that would result from our defilement. But here's what he said about what happens in the man's heart that comes out of his heart. He says, from within man comes evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, all these things come from within a man and defile him. This is according to Mark 7:20. In other words, when it comes to the human heart, Unlike what they tell you in those fantasy movies, the heart is very deceitful. It cannot be trusted. The human heart, without God, is no good to you. You'll see it in babies and little children. You know, they want what they want. That's what the heart does. It's a sad thing to see the same type of behavior operating in the leaders of the country. Immature hearts, they want to do their will regardless of what it looks like and regard of what it looks like in the sight of God. This is pure evil that God is about to put an end to, not only in the White House, but in every house in the land and around the world. Listen, you can't even get a prayer through to God if your heart is wicked. He won't hear you. If you are doing and speaking evil against another person, forget God hearing you. It won't happen until you repent. You have to repent. Turn from your wicked ways and obey God. Then he will hear your heart. And then he will heal your land. God answers what's in our hearts. That's why he's asking today, what's in your heart? It's like Jesus said, you know, if you want to have a good life, you want to have good things to happen, change your heart. Do what's good in God's sight. Don't seek revenge. Don't desire to take from someone what's rightfully theirs. Let the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart be acceptable to God in his sight, for he is our Lord. He is our only strength and our only redeemer. That's Psalm 19:14. You will need strength to sustain what's coming your way in this incoming season. You will need to be redeemed from the hands of the enemy as you forge into your destiny. So purify your hearts and minds today. As the psalmist said in Psalm 34, what man is he that desires life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. And finally it says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Beloved, trouble is coming. It's coming to the United States. It's coming to the nations of the world. You better be right with God if you want him to hear your cry and deliver you out of all your trouble. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. May God continue to bless you with these words. Until next time.